Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God that engages us on this All Saints Sunday is the word of the Apostle to Timothy. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. Remember. Well, sometimes I have trouble remembering. Maybe you too. Don't you keep these around your house? I have them in about every room in my house, the middle console of my car, in the back seat. They're called post-it notes, little sticky things upon which I can write things that I need to remember. Sometimes I write a post-it note to remind me where I put the other post-it note so that, well, a couple of things you need to pick up from the grocery store on your way home, my wife says to me. Or you need to ask the doctor when you go, or phone numbers of folks you need to call, address of a friend. We don't trust our memory. With everything else going on around us, including all the smartphones, it's too easy to forget. And so a post-it note like this helps us remember. Write it down, my wife says to me. She reminds me in a phone call. Write it down. Remember. So this little sticky note is a handy-dandy reminder of what it is I'm supposed to remember. We all need reminders, ways to remember, and that includes not only groceries or phone numbers and birthdays, but also the important stuff about life and death and resurrection. Remember? God has His own ways of reminding us, His own brand of post-it notes. To women who are bewildered over not finding the body of Jesus early in the morning on that first day of the week as they had come to finish proper funeral matters, God sent His angelic messengers. Why are you looking for the living one among the dead? Ask those messengers. He is not here, but He is risen. Remember how He spoke to you while He was still with you in Galilee. Remember. When death is staring you in the face and you are living up against all kinds of things you still have to do in life, I think it's easy to forget. To forget that God sent His own dear Son to bear away your sin, that as far as east is from west, so far has He removed your transgression from you, that therefore there is now no condemnation for you in Christ Jesus. Do you believe that? That His death destroys your death and His resurrection seals your life forever with Him in heaven. Remember. Remember that nothing now is as it seems to be on the surface. Though we die, yet shall we live, and that because Jesus is risen. Just as the angel said to those women, Jesus is still not in the grave. He is risen. Remember, He is God's great and grand and triumphant reminder to us of resurrection and life. Remember. To a young pastor who is facing the real challenges of trying to be faithful in ministry in a crazy, hurried up world, St. Paul centered all of Pastor Timothy's attention in one short, powerful word. It comes in chapter 2 of his second letter he wrote to Pastor Timothy. Writes Paul, remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. The Apostle Paul knew that life for Timothy would become burdened with all sorts of trials, all sorts of challenges, that he would fail, he would fall and forget again and again and again, that the list of things to do in his day would become longer and crazier, that the small stuff of life would threaten to overrun the one thing necessary. So Paul provided the power punch reminder that was to be the heart and life of Timothy's life and Timothy's ministry. Remember Timothy. Remember Jesus Christ risen from the dead. Remember. That's God's word to you this Sunday as we celebrate All Saints Sunday. Especially remember him and his resurrection triumph. When your mind pages through the past, and you see through probably some tears, you see a mom or a dad, a husband, a wife, a baby, a teenager, a loved one who's no longer at your side, but now with the Lord. Remember. Today, we remember them and all those fellow members of First Lutheran Church whom the Lord has called unto himself from last All Saints Day to today. You see in your heart some of those faces, along with the faces of others in this congregation. And others who were so very dear and precious to you, and maybe loved ones that you have laid to rest in the Lord's arms in years gone by. Today, we remember them. But our way of remembering them is by first remembering him. The risen and living one. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. He is God's in the flesh reminder that death is not the final word. Indeed, and Paul says it, if Christ has not been raised, then our faith's worthless and we're still mired in the mess of our sins. But folks, the truth is this. Christ has been raised from the dead, the very first fruits of those who've fallen asleep. Death has been swallowed up in victory, the victory that God gives to us in our Lord Jesus Christ. Read that whole chapter this week, 1 Corinthians 15. You see, Jesus takes the sting of death away, and in its place, he gives to you and to me life. I shall not die, but live. Sings the psalmist in Psalm 118. I shall not die, but live and proclaim what the Lord has done for me. Remember. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. In the very midst of death, we are in life. In the very heart of our losses, the heart of the risen Savior beats, and he gives us life. Our tears he shall wipe away from our eyes when we behold his face and gather with all the saints in the glory of his presence. Remember now, remember, remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. By his word and with his holy supper, our Lord reminds us of this over and over and over again. You know why? He knows our frailty and how quick we are to forget. He knows how overwhelming our losses can be for us, how fearful we can become as our own death comes nearer. So he reminds us. He reminds us again and again and again. He reminds us. He wants us to see our entire life on earth through the resurrection of his only begotten Son, until we see with our very own Easter morning eyes his very face. And then you know what? We won't need these things anymore. In the name of Jesus. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.